From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Let's talk about feelings for a moment. Consumer confidence and business optimism are feelings that translate eventually to money, spending, economic growth. We'll find out how the real economy is doing when we get GDP numbers tomorrow. But as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports from our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, the economy as measured by feelings is doing all right.
Last year, GDP grew by a mediocre 1.6%. Most economists expect a modest pickup this year to between 2 and 2.5%. Lynn Franco at the Conference Board says confidence among consumers is now at levels not seen since the early 2000s.
And they're also optimistic about employment and income prospects 6 months down the road,
which will likely boost their spending on restaurants, new appliances, and houses. Businesses finally appear ready to spend more, too, on higher salaries and also new plant and equipment, says Jeff Kravitz at U.S. Bank Wealth Management.
Business spending and business optimism has been persistently low, and it has changed pretty dramatically with the election that some of these growth initiatives can get done, especially deregulation, which would be really helpful for business.
Republicans have also promised to boost growth with tax cuts and infrastructure spending, though Kravitz says it's not clear they'll be able to pull off either this year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.